What about harvest do you look forward to the most?
I'll tell you what. The smell of the grain dryer.
Oh, man. They should put that into a candle.
Exactly.
Let our listeners know what you do for a living. What are you up to?
Let's see. What am I up to? About 6 foot, 185.
Stacked. The guy is stacked.
He is. I mean, one solid dude.
Anytime you can say shit at the dinner table, I think it's going to be a good conversation. Yeah. I think it's going to bring the family together.
Yeah. Well,
the morning we're getting ready to leave, a friend of his is taking me to the airport, and he comes out of his bedroom to tell me bye, and he's in his blue bikini underwear.
Bikini underwear.
And I'm like, if you think you're getting a hug from me, you got another thing coming, because that ain't happening. That is not going to happen.
What do you guys do, you know, after you get done planting? Well, we're getting all year fighting that crap, so.
All summer.
All summer.
I still will hold my stance like, oh, gearbox is going out and tires going down. I think pivots and hog barns pay pretty similar, like on a return every year. I've seen some numbers. I do it in the winter. I'm like, you know what? I think I'd like to be changing the gearbox right now in the heat.
There is a podcast in Iowa, Farm for Profit was named by they. They stirred up a banker near, then quick came an auctioneer. Making profit was their first goal, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go. These formats shook us to our core, with Farm for Fun you will not snore. The banker set all mics to on, and the mullet of podcasts was born. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go. Before we knew, conversations grew. Growing corn even said F you. So won't you join Tenor Dave, Corey and crew? Please like, share, review. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go.
And welcome back to another Farm for Profit podcast. This is Tanner Winterhall.
This is Corey Hillebo.
And this is David Whitaker.
We are doing something we have never done before. We are live. Well, I guess it's pre-recorded. So pre-recorded from the Sleep Inn lobby in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Sponsored by Sleep Inn. Thank you very much for letting us in no into free the lobby. Ads. The previous manager did not want us to do this and was going to give us a $150 fine. Oh, next one doesn't give a crap.
That's because this is a Farm for Fun podcast, not because it's a Farm for Profit.
That's beer right. We just had bribes.
We just had to wait until after her shift was over.
Yep.
Before the next one came on. So we're here in Grand Island, Nebraska this weekend for the NE Farm Talk fundraising golf outing for the Travis Burkhart Foundation.
Yeah. Any Farm Talk members, right?
Any Farm
is
Talk.
That's any of that.
Yeah. Everybody is welcome. Absolutely. And I think our new guest.
Our first guest just arrived. We're doing our intro here. Oh, he's got to check in yet.
Oh. All right. But we cannot forget about the normal sponsors. Yes, thank you, Sleep Inn, for letting us sit up in their lobby.
Yes.
But ultimately, we need to remember about Gearinghoff.
Head of the class.
They are head of the class no matter the crop. They're head of the class listener review today, obviously brought by Gearinghoff. Because they are head of the class no matter the crop. Premium harvesting heads for all your harvesting needs. Our listener reviews are exactly what we need to fuel us through these days and nights as we record this one. And Gearinghoff is exactly what you need to maximize your harvest each year, Corey.
It is hot out here. We need it. We need these. We need this. Push us through. They've got the state fair going on across town.
Mm-hmm.
We were just at the Kincaidr
Brewery.
Brewery. Amazing food. Brisket mac and cheese. Brisket dip, Dave. Chicken strips, probably.
I had a brisket French okay, dip okay. as well. Right. Yes, I did.
All right. Today's Gearinghoff review is by BTP.
What's
Big
that
Time
stand
Podcast.
For? Big Time.
Big podcast. Time Podcast. I love listening to keep up with what is hot in the ag industry, and I'm always guaranteed to laugh at least once.
That's well-rounded.
Group of guys that provide a variety of experiences and knowledge. Then something else about Nebraska corn, but it doesn't matter. And then they go on to say, Nebraska corn just sucks, and they wish they lived in Iowa.
Ding dong.
Yeah.
Ding dong.
Oh, there's absolutely no competition between states.
I guarantee you I know who made this. It has to be.
But I tell you what, driving out
is
here,
it cute?
It did
it's
look
cute.
Like
it's totally cute.
It has to be cute.
It looked like they were cheating on the way out here because we saw pivots running along I-80. On
bunch
the
of cheaters.
Out.
Just Tanner's like, why are they still watering corn? Well, if it hasn't black layered yet, you could still put yield on, I guess. So the bunch of cheaters. Bunch of cheaters.
That's funny. Well, thank you to Gerenhoff for, again, sponsoring that listener review. Don't forget about Estes Concaves. We're working to help stop rotor loss completely. Just remember that they could save you thousands of dollars depending upon the acres that you combine. They increase your profitability by being able to combine faster with less grain damage. The XPR2 Concaves is one concave for all of your crops. EstesPerformanceConcaves.com. Look them up. Search them out.
Badass MFers.
Exactly. And Corey cannot wait to get his installed.
I know it.
And we're going to get some good results.
I just need I need to string some hours together in the shop to put them in.
All right.
And we are joined just now by our first guest of the night.
Who stopped at Wendy's to get a milkshake?
His milkshake brings up
I believe it's a Diet Coke, actually.
Oh, can you guys guess? Can you guys guess who that is?
He has a voice made for radio.
I don't have a good intro wrote up for this.
Well, we don't have to have a good one.
With that.
We still got to get everybody hyped up.
From Eastern Iowa.
Southeastern Iowa. We got to get Tanner. Let Tanner do some music.
All right. Are you ready for this, Corey?
No.
So again, live from Grand Island with a couple different guests today.
So again, live from the Sleep Inn in Grand Island, Nebraska, we have a farmer and farm talker from southeastern Iowa.
Fellow pig man,
king of farm talk kitchen, Clint Yeager.
Rubs all the meat.
Rubs all of it. Welcome to the podcast from afar.
Yeah, you traveled farther than we did to get here.
What should we call this? Like, this is a podcast to go, podcast
on the move.
I don't know.
Is it mobile?
Podcast special?
It is. This
it
is
a whole lot farther than you guys, but yeah.
Welcome, Clint. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right. You got to do what we always have our guests do. Introduce yourself.
Yeah. Tell our listeners how you tied egg.
Clint Yeager, Farm Talk Kitchen. I am a better cook than Denny, Eli, and Uppy.
Oh, for sure.
And that's about all I can really say.
What do you do for a living?
I am a row crop farmer and raise hogs. I contract raise hogs, I guess is what you'd say. I own the buildings and contract.
Oh.
Where's mine?
Right there.
Thank you, Corey.
Yep. Who do you grow for? Let's just get that out of the way.
Brenneman Pork, actually.
Okay.
Brenneman. All right.
It's a family operation out of Kelowna.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the pork industry, the contract finishing?
Contract finishing 6 years. High school age, we had our own farrowing to finish operation.
So same barns, and you turn them into contract?
Those are obsolete now. We had to build new ones.
Okay.
For the contract operation deal. Everything changes. Everything's going to be.
And so the dynamic of your farm, you take care of the hogs. You've got, a brother?
Yeah.
And a dad?
Yep.
That's involved in the farming operation?
As far as the crop farm, yes. As far as the hogs go, it's just myself and my brother.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to have an extra set of hands when it comes to that.
True. Exactly.
Look at these guys, these poor saps that are going up the elevator like, what the fuck is going on?
So There is some people in the lobby.
I just want to go to bed.
So then what actually ended up bringing you out here to Nebraska? Because like I said, all of us now traveled out here from Iowa to put this on the podcast. You could have only driven an hour to come sit in the studio with us, yet this is correct. The only opportunity we get.
Correct.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Honestly, Kurt.
The nipple pasties guy?
Yes.
Kurt Luca.
He was actually the first one that I really got close with off of Farm Talk. And we've been talking since last October. He was the first one I actually started talking to with, got close with, and it just kind of evolved from there. Matt, sitting over here, Manure Mafia Matt.
Yeah, he's live.
We got to
live
know
right
each
now.
Other. Yeah.
Oh, my.
A whole bunch of them. It's amazing.
It's okay. He was only like 3 hours late tonight. he's not even here.
He lives in town, and he was 3 hours late.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, but to be fair, he had to find me some golf clubs for tomorrow.
So. Oh, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
I gotta borrow a golf club tomorrow too. Just one.
Just a monster driver.
I told him I only need one.
Yeah.
So how'd you get on TikTok?
Naomi was on there, and she told me about it, and I started to scroll through, and honestly, Tony Reed, was one of the first ones I started to see. Eli, Night Moves, Brian Adams, I saw some of those. I'm like,
that's really cool. Life and Times of Brian Adams.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really cool. I'd like to kind of try to maybe do something like that. And for me, it turned into doing cooking.
Yeah, you cook something almost every day. Now, I struggle to say every weekend. You are doing something throughout the week. You're camping a lot.
We do camp a lot. Yeah.
I heard you can't cook without one rub. What is that?
J&S rub. Recently. Yes. And Scott Earp, who is sitting right there.
There he is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You bring enough of that for all of us to try? Or
J&S rub.
Whole box.
You heard it here first.
You know, I sell smoking pellets, so we compare these together.
Get the whole thing together.
Yeah.
But I think that's the cool versatility of TikTok is, yes, you are a farmer.
Yeah.
But really, you've connected probably with more people through Farm Talk Kitchen than through agriculture. Would you agree?
Definitely. Definitely. Yes.
And his audience is like Australia.
Uppy.
is like... Yep. We had on, two, three episodes ago?
I've talked to him on the phone a couple times.
Stand-up dude.
Yeah, we just had him on the podcast.
It's awkward because when he calls me, it's my morning, his night. Yep. So he gets hard to understand.
Yeah. Sure. He's probably had a few. You know?
Good on you.
And he's Australian, so.
And we flip-flopped him when we had him on the podcast. It was his early morning and our, you know.
And he was up all night working on a sprayer.
Yeah, he was.
That poor, I mean, I gave him the out. I was like, hey, you don't have to do this. Like, he messaged me at midnight his time. He's like, I'm going out to work on a sprayer right now. I'm like, dude, hey, we don't have to do it. Like, we can just scrap it. No big deal. We can punt for something else. He's like, no, I'll do it. Like, he's like, I told you I'll do it. I'm good for my word. And he was.
So we're golfing tomorrow. What's your score going to be?
Well, he just said he had to borrow clubs. So,
that's going to be our question of the day is what's your score going to be?
I'm going to swing for the woods.
And who's on your team? Do you know?
Yeah, well, who is your team?
Do you know? I think he's hanging out. Idea.
We got a zero in the peanut gallery.
I honestly don't even know what a golf score would be.
Just lower, say 72.
Yeah, 72 is par. Yeah, that's probably par.
That's pretty fair.
And your gal's on TikTok. What's her TikTok handle? I heard it was named by Tony Reed.
Clint Yeager's
wife.
Toby.
Correct. Clint Yeager's wife to be Toby.
Also one of the nicest women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We spent a little time with them down at the campgrounds.
Yep.
Earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously because she has to put up a Clint, so. Yeah.
They had an upside down pineapple hanging from their tent.
Toby.
When we pulled up.
Tanner had a little to do with that.
Tanner, what? So Corey's the one that hung it up. All I did was buy the pineapple.
I had to jimmy rig it up for you because you couldn't figure it out. You know, I know bankers, you know, with tools and things.
Not the engineer.
Yeah. Stab the screwdriver through there, buddy.
Uh-huh.
But, so you guys are getting married next year.
That'll be next July.
Next July.
Don't ask me the exact.
We're not going to. Nope. We don't want to put you in that spot.
It'll be the first Farm Talk wedding. It could be.
That's I know. I'm kind of excited about that.
I mean, careful with that. I mean, like your alcohol purchase could be a lot.
We have a lot of planning to do because it could be pretty huge.
Yep.
So I got one last question here before we get to some more people in the room. We're about ready to roll into harvest. So we're recording this here at the end of August.
Yes.
What about harvest do you look forward to the most?
I'll tell you what. The smell of the grain dryer.
Oh, man. They should put that into a candle.
Exactly.
Oh.
That really gets it me going.
That is some good stuff.
Yes.
That is pretty good.
Alfalfa, silage, and corn drying.
Smell of a grain dryer.
And unturned dirt.
Yep.
As a hog farmer, the alfalfa and the silage are pretty rare smells for you.
I know, but I used to work at a livestock nutrition center. Won't say the name, no free ads. But we put up a bunch of different silage trials. Mm-hmm. I would pack that stuff in my lip like a dip. I mean, like, yes. It's like sweet. You're like
snapping it.
Oh. You get the perfect trial of, you know, oh, Silas. Damn good. It's damn good.
I like that.
Yeah. I do love some silage. And I don't get it that often, so I need some cows.
Well, that's fair. We can just bring that up to Dad.
I'll bring you some cows.
We'll, yeah. We'll fence in some of that ground there next to Big Creek.
Well, we had that once, and then the Army Corps engineers didn't like that because, you know, it's on sloped ground. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, Clint, we're going to have you on again. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, for a full episode.
So thanks for stopping in. Thanks for coming out here to the NE Farm Talk Golf Outing.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to rotate some people in here. So hang on, listeners, while we do that, and we'll grab our next one.
Thank you, guys.
Are we recording?
It's loud in my ears. It's not loud on there.
Ready for an intro?
And now we got another man from Nebraska. Actually, it's the first man from Nebraska. He was 3 hours late to his own party. He likes to play in the poo. Spread the poo on social media. I think his name's Q Keneally. Is that right? Is that right?
Most people call me Quentin.
Quentin Keneally.
Yes.
He does not look like Q.
BTO.
BTO.
Yep.
Where am I at? You can't even hear me anymore.
Got me That's not right. That's not right.
Got me all shut down.
He's Matt. Manure Matt.
Manure Matt. Mafia Matt. Professional behind the microphone because we are what? The last podcast?
Yeah, he's been on the podcast circuit. I can't hear myself anymore. I don't think I'm on this podcast.
It's not by invite. They're like, oh, we'll get you. We'll get you.
Yeah. We had beer for you in Tanner's basement for like half a year. You came out to help me sell t-shirts.
Yep.
So, Manure Matt, introduce yourself. Let our listeners know what you do for a living. What are you up to?
Let's see. What am I up to? About 6 foot, 185.
Stacked. The guy is stacked.
He is. I mean, one solid dude.
He's not going to get COVID.
No.
Because he's just
I was looking
a shit arms, brick thinking, house.
I'll fight the shit out of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not going to, I'm not scared of COVID.
No.
So Manure Matt, Matt Geyser, Manure Mafia. We spread a little bit of shit. We talk a little bit of shit.
A little bit of shit.
Yeah. We fling shit wherever we can, just about anywhere, any place, anytime. Kind of have the Bobby Bowden method of work. We'll just anywhere, any place, anytime. Not any amount of money. There is a kind of a limit, but
right,
so
that's fair.
So yeah. I had this question a couple different times. How did you get your name Manure Mafia?
Yeah, that's a good question. So there was a situation I ran into here a couple of years ago where there was an individual. He was a an agronomist, and he was hunting around for manure, and there was a he called me because people referred him to me, and they said, all right, talk to Matt and he'll get you set up. And so I gave him a price, trucking, manure, spreading, you name it, the whole menu. And he said, okay, great. I'm going to shop around and try to figure out what else I got out there that I can come back with. I said, fine, go ahead. So he hunted around and hunted around and hunted around, and he came back to me and he said, can I cuss? Can I cuss
on this one?
Okay. He said, you are the fucking Manure Mafia. I said, why? He said, I have called 3 or 4 different places right now, and every one of them funnels me right back to you. I said, well, all right, that's good. Obviously, the bags of cash have worked out well, and these guys are doing everything they're supposed to be doing. So, yeah, we ended up coming up with, we kind of borrowed it from an agronomist that called us the Manure Mafia.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I would say that the brand itself has taken off. Like it flows.
I don't think anyone's monetized the branding of manure. Plenty of people have spread it.
Right.
And made their own, like, hey, this is my business shirt.
Yeah.
He's all over. I mean, TikTok, Facebook.
He's literally Instagram. Number one at spreading number two.
Pretty
exactly.
Much.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
The phrase.
I totally stole that. That's
there is totally miles, number one in the number two business.
Miles and miles of steaming piles.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So we have multiple slogans that are out there, and I can't take credit for them because I've got a brother that spends a little bit of time inside the fishbowl. The cab of a tractor. And so every now and then we start coming up with these genius slogans. And so, yeah, he came up with the idea, first of all, was our tagline, which is your duty is our duty.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where we first started with it. And then after that, it was the miles and miles of steaming piles. It was one of those situations.
Miles and miles of steaming piles.
It is.
Yeah, so he'll bounce ideas off me. I'm like, man, I don't know. That's getting a little – we're going to be pushing it a little bit with that one. The big ball and shit haul, and I was like, I'm not sure, but it's actually, it's worked. It's one of those where that's,
oh, that's cool.
It's sold well.
I think you're already in the industry that's your shit hauling, right?
Pretty
so
much. Like,
so yeah. as extreme as you can go is probably better.
Yeah.
The more extreme, the better.
Anytime you can say shit at the dinner table, I think it's going to be a good conversation.
Yeah.
I think it's going to bring the family together.
Yeah.
Well, and if it tells you anything, we all got together at that Kinkator Brewery tonight, and I would say 25% of the group that got together that was branded in Manure Mafia clothes.
They were.
It was. One
so
of
he
those.
Walks in and it was like his own employee meeting.
That's got to feel pretty good.
It was one of those moments where you do it. It kind of takes your breath away. You're like, what is
this? And Q's not even here. We made the trek over here to Nebraska, watching all these pivots all the way over here. I'm like, oh yeah.
How many times are you going to throw him under the bus?
Yeah, I do daily too. Yeah.
He's wakeboarding or something.
Yeah, he'll fire back. It's one of those. He'll come back tomorrow, you know, fresh and looking really pretty, and he'll fire at us. He's okay, Irish.
So that's a question I've got. So how did you and Q connect?
Noah's calling. Oh, you're getting a call now.
Let's take that on the air. You want to take it?
Yeah.
Just take it. We can
we'll hold off on that one.
Oh no.
Yeah. Noah the Korean farmer. We're gonna Noah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, actually we could plug you in and you could just take it
off. He's like, no.
We're gonna hold off on Noah. Sorry, Noah.
All right, so how did you and Q actually connect? Because this has become, I'm not gonna say awkward or weird, it's just kind of cool from the outside looking in. A little
cringe-worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, they play Tratters.
You guys just went on a date to St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's like someplace you take your wife.
Pretty much, yeah. There may or may not have been some hand holding. Who knows? We're not gonna say.
OTPH.
I guess maybe I just did, but yeah.
See who knows what that is.
So yeah. So we've kind of linked up on a couple of different things as far as how to network ourselves and I guess how to better benefit the ag community. So, So on that last trip we were on, it was for the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. We were taking a trip over to St. Louis to see how Nebraska Corn Growers, influences or is a part of the lock and dam system, and along with the barge system, the transportation, over in St. Louis. So it was kind of interesting to see. It's one of those where you're just not aware of it until you're a part of something like that. But as far as how Q and I got started, it was one of those where I was I latched onto him initially through Twitter, I think is where it was, where I'd found his handle through the wakeboarding farmer, and found out that he was a Nebraska native and
hardly. I mean, he's just crossed through.
Pretty
much glorified Iowa.
Yeah.
He looks
at Iowa all the time and just wants to be there.
He's got that good soil. For sure. That's what I told him. Like, you're just not really a part of us. We're all sand out here and you're like really good soil. So just, it's not fair. But I reached out to him through Twitter and started communicating through him that way, and it was one of those, I think he was a little apprehensive because it was one of those situations where you got a guy that goes by the handle of Manure Mafia. He's like, right. What is this? I mean, it's just, you know, most everybody I think initially was like, this guy is just retarded or something.
You're making people sick.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you better get Q on the phone there and see if we can get one.
Yeah, call him up. He's getting his beauty rest. We don't want to disturb him. Sure. So he's BTL right now.
Yeah.
Is that your phone?
Well, he's trying to get in the pic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This right here. This
viewers just went up since Clint Yeager.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The viewers just went up.
Went from 4 to 6.
Yeah. Is he your new model for the shirt? Is that the
No, he's not taking off with my phone, so don't let him wander off with that. Yeah. No. It's one of those situations.
So I gotta set this up. I don't know if we did a very good job of this in the introduction. So we are literally in the lobby of a sleep in hotel.
Yeah, we have $150 fine for drinking in the lobby.
Cameras are watching us.
I brought cash.
But behind us, the reason you're hearing the noise and behind us is this group, this awesome live group audience. That came out here for live any studio farm talk. This is the first time we've had a live studio audience. So yes. I'm not apologizing by one me, but I want you to visualize. You walk in the front door of the Sleep-In Hotel, and you want to check into your room. You are walking right into the Farm for Profit.
There's people checking in right now, like, what and WTF like, yeah. is like, going on?
And they walk into the Manure Mafia, Matt.
Yeah, they're just walking into shit.
Okay, so
they're walking into shit.
But before we get to the next person, I want to go back to why we are all here, because pretty much you and Kurt and Noah, there's a small group of farm talkers that are the reason we are out here in Nebraska right now.
Right.
So why are you doing what you're doing?
We're pretty impressed by what the Travis Burkhart Foundation does. It's an amazing foundation that fills in gaps where your standard insurances and other benefits leave off. So that was something that we were extremely impressed by. And we were really wanted to try to draw it further west and see how it was. And to be honest with you, you guys kind of set the bar, because it was one of those situations where through your event, it created interest with us to try to generate something similar to the west of what you had created not that long ago. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to see, and we wanted to reach out to the Burkharts and see how could we also do something similar to like what you had done and help out, and while also bringing awareness to the foundation and what it does for those in the ag community. So we've been extremely I didn't know the Burkharts probably as well as you did until we got involved with this, and they're an amazing family. It's one of those they've been through a lot, and it's one of those anybody that thinks you've had tough times, I mean, you've had nothing, so it's you can't compare. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those where, you know, anytime you think that, you know, something didn't go your way that day, talk to them. They've been through a lot. So. Yeah.
So how weird is it that people from TikTok that you've never met randomly,
right,
from all over, meet up, have a beer together, raise money for a cause that we all think is a good cause? I mean, is that shocking to you that people still come together?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's one of those where, you know, you lose faith in humanity and you start to doubt people in general, and you just, you know, you get into the grind and you're dealing with, you know, your daily activities, and then you start something like this, and then you have a basically an online community like this that comes together, that it overwhelms you. It makes you so proud to be a part of something. So mm-hmm. It is one of those where it's amazing, and I don't know any other word to describe it, but it's overwhelming. So,
and we're just getting started because we're golfing tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. It's one of those where all the
we're golf. We're gonna call it golf. It may not look like a lot
game
of golf.
Whack
and yeah.
Whack F.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be defined. Yeah, exactly.
We can kind of give the Burkhart some crap though, because they were supposed to be here tonight. They are here.
That's right.
They left before, like right before us.
Yep.
And Janae,
the daughter,
mm-hmm. the daughter,
Travis's sister, mm-hmm. has a great story.
We need supposed to capture
to be on
it.
The mic right now.
Yep.
And they just went to bed. I don't know. They just went and ghosted us.
I bet they're watching Clint on TikTok though.
We're
gonna have to get them connected. But Matt, thank you so much for putting this together.
Yep.
Thank you for jumping on the mic. I know this isn't a normal setup. Yeah. Again, like we said with Clint, you guys are all cool. We're going to get you on again.
Yep.
This is fun. I mean, obviously, we traveled out to Grand Island because we think you're fun, but I can't wait until tomorrow. So
this lady walking in the hotel is like, what
the
hell?
The last question, since this is the way we started it off, right? What's your favorite part about fall? What are you looking forward to this fall?
Spreading shit.
It's time to go to work.
Time to go to work. Yeah, we're going to be chasing choppers and combines starting next week. So it's go time.
The awesome. Manure Mafia East in Iowa. We should be too.
Time to make syndicate paint dirty.
Yeah,
paint dirty. Yeah.
That is great.
Gets me rolling.
And as the elevator drops down into the lobby, don't forget about BW Fusion. Remember that they are focused on bringing innovative fertility, nutritional, and technology to the ag marketplace. They combine their best-in-class products along with the 365 soil and tissue program to provide growers like Corey with the tools necessary to address their limiting factors in real time. And you said on the way out here, Corey, that you actually saw improved levels in the tissue samples from sample to sample because of the things you were doing.
We sat down with Brody earlier this week, and we did the 365 program. So we were taking not just tissue samples, but soil samples along with them, which is key, right? Like a tissue sample is just a slice in time.
Yep.
But if you take a soil sample along with it, you can kind of see what's going on and make recommendations. And we were able to push levels of nutrients that were limited.
And that wasn't just from their sales
by application.
You had Megan from Iowa State come out, too.
Yep, Megan from Iowa State. Yeah,
well, speaking of the devil, there he is right there.
Oh, boy.
He was watching.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Burkhardt has entered the room.
All right, Matt, thanks so much. I was going to say go tap somebody on the shoulder, but I don't think you got a choice now.
Coming in. Oh, yeah.
All right, I got to get another beer.
I like that.
A man that needs no introduction. He's been on the show before. From TBF, from Indiana, Mike Burkhardt.
I got to let this keep going, though.
He's back.
I'm back.
If you guys haven't figured it out, this is a special weekend, well, and we said F you to all the royalty people out there in this music.
This won't be going on YouTube.
Mike,
you will be banned.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Farm for Profit Podcast.
I think we got him out of bed.
Well, no, actually, I was watching that, and I thought, wait a minute, that's my team for tomorrow, and they're still up, and they got work to do in the morning.
So he's trying to reel us back in.
Yeah, did we find out what time tea time? What is the tea time?
9 a.m.
9? Oh, it's not
you
that bad.
You should be happy about this, because we were going to do it before tea time.
Yeah, we were.
So now we're doing it afterwards, so now we can get our little precious shut-eye.
Got your total concentration.
Show up right on time.
Okay, that's all good stuff.
Yep. All right, Mike, to the listeners that have joined us since your episode the last time, give a real quick introduction as to who you are and what you got going on.
Okay. It's been kind of a whirlwind over the last 6 months or so. There's no doubt about that. Just Mike Burkhardt, live in Southwest Indiana, was a fifth generation farmer that recently retired, and that's how we met these guys. So yeah, it's been kind of a long whirlwind of things that's happened over the last 6 months. And
you got TikTok famous.
Something like that.
And you have a foundation, and it's the Travis Burkhardt Foundation, your son, correct?
Yes.
That helped start that, and you guys raise money for what?
We raise money to help families in a time of need. And we kind of, the thing that we throw out there all the time is that we start where insurance stops. One thing is that we bring hope when it matters most.
So if you want to know more about the Travis Burkhardt Foundation, where can we find you?
TravisBurkhardtFoundation.com.
Nice.
And we are now, since we had the interview back in March, we are now at $253,000. We've helped 1,011 times.
Wow.
And since we've opened up the TBF Midwest, we have helped, probably somewhere around 20 different times now. Actually, we just sent out 3 iPads out to Colorado this week to autistic kids.
Cool.
So that's been another extension to what we've done. We've helped all the way into like Arkansas, Northern Illinois, Iowa. So we've kind of been bouncing around all over the place, which has been a great thing that we've been able to extend that out. And then now these guys in Nebraska want to follow up and they're looking at possibly doing what we do next year whenever they get their 501(c).
Awesome. We're doing a fundraiser tomorrow. If you want to listen to Mike's whole story, follow him on TikTok. It's Farming TBI Dad.
Yes.
You can hear the whole story if you go back through TikToks. Or Tanner, we had him on the podcast.
That's right. You got to go back and find the episode. But most importantly, I think all the listeners are curious. All the listeners are curious that we need to know what your handicap is. Because you have the three of us as dead weight on your team tomorrow.
Oh my. This is the team tomorrow.
Yep. This is it.
Actually, I'm gonna go ahead and predict it. You are hearing the winning team Farm Talk.
We will win this
golf outing.
What's the prize? Does anybody know?
Matt.
Hey Matt, what's the prize when we win tomorrow?
There's a cash prize?
There is a cash prize.
$300,000?
I thought we just won a trophy. We're in Nebraska. I figured it was a big belt buckle.
Wow. Yeah, right.
There we go.
But there is a hole-in-one prize, $15,000 for a hole-in-one.
Ooh.
Right? So that's good.
Yeah.
As far as my handicap, it bounced around a lot.
You play in your league, don't you?
Yeah, I play in the league. And like I said, that's kind of bounced around a lot. Because like 2 weeks ago, I was a 9 handicap, and this week I was a 5. So how does that happen in a matter of 2 weeks? You know?
I don't know.
So it's that's amateur fun. Golf.
I'm going to take the five because that's definitely better than the nine. There you go.
Right. If we can just pull that off tomorrow, we'll be good.
I love it.
Tanner's a pretty good golfer, but
yeah, he plays in league too.
We might be the handicap of the team.
Corey plays whack something. I'm not real sure. I just caught part of that, and I played with Kurt today, so I got to really experience that whack business.
We'll be fine.
No, that's really good. This is fun. It's just got to be a very cool experience. I know we talked to your wife over there at the brewery. These people are, again, here for your family, here for Travis, here for the mission that you guys are passing along. So I know that it's a really cool realization for myself, and I can't imagine that you don't feel any different.
Well, the wild thing is, too, is that over the last 3 months, we've been doing a lot of interviews locally.
Cool.
But it's kind of like ever since, you know, everything that's happened with, you know, the auction that you guys put together and everything that's happened on TikTok, that it has now come to the realization of back home what exactly we're trying to accomplish. And you know, whenever it started on TikTok, you know, it was just a story out there and we was just trying to run with it. But it exploded. But the TikTok group and this Farm Talk group caught on to what we was trying to do real fast. And so we really appreciate how that has happened because it's really helped us to a point where now, you know, we've got, you know, what you guys did and plus what this group is doing. Now they're raising money for us and we can focus on what our mission is. And that's what's been a real blessing for us.
Before I ask my last question, how can people get involved? How can people nominate people for the Travis
Program? That is your last question, or are you?
I have one question after that.
Just double check.
I wanted to stay on the TBF before that.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that's part of the thing is that we have people that step forward and they'll say, well, we know of somebody that might need some help. And it's only about, only about a 5-minute process to fill out our application. And you just go to the Travis Burkhart Foundation, and there's a tab on the left-hand side that says assistance or how can we help. And that's what we need people to do is, you know, there's families in your area that are struggling, and don't let them tell you that, oh, we don't need any help. Just put it out. Fill it out because they need the help. Their pride's in the way. And so the only way to do that is to put that out there so that people will, you know, so that we can vote on as a board how to help them. And that's what we really need. We need, you know, need that. And if somebody wants to get involved as far as donations, all they got to do is go to our website and they can do the same thing. So it's an easy process. It's just, we need people to follow through with that.
All right, my last question. So you have donated your time out west and soon to be in Illinois.
Yes, sir.
Give us a couple minutes on what's going on there.
So I just got back from Montana, and I'll kind of explain, because I've had people ask on TikTok, you know, what are you doing in Montana? And the way that came about was whenever we did the auction. Well, then I called you guys and we said, okay, well, what would it be really crazy if you just threw it out there and just auction me off to go someplace and help somebody with their harvest?
Which is a dangerous proposition.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know where Mike could be going.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, I guess someone will pay $250 for you to come out and sell your soul.
Yeah, and my kids now call me the harvest hooker. So, I don't know where that'll come from.
New handle.
Yeah, I got a new handle now. But it was kind of crazy because, you know, through the auction, Tony Reed, Growing Corn 2020, ended up with the winning bid. And then when we done the... to get together at Dave's shop the following night, that's when Doug Yeager, Montana 75, came up and wanted to know what I knew about barley. And I said, well, I don't know. I said, what do you want? And he said, well, would you come to Montana and harvest barley? And I said, I know that barley is a lot like wheat. So I said, as a kid, I knew that we raised barley there on the farm. I said, I don't figure it's any different. And so he said, well, for X amount of dollars, would you come to Montana and harvest barley? And I said, well, let's talk to my wife about it. So we go inside, and my wife literally threw me under the bus. It's like, when do you need these bags packed? So anyway, that's kind
of
how
she
that
couldn't
happened.
Get rid of you faster.
Right. Well, she thought, well, you know, hey, if it helps the foundation out, send him. You know, let's get him out there.
Right.
So anyway, just got back from there, and it's a beautiful country out there. Totally something different than I've ever experienced You know, whenever you get from basically Nebraska to, say, Pennsylvania, it's you can call it the Midwest. And harvest is harvest. And I know going to growing corn 2020s, I know it's going to be harvest like I'm used to. But whenever I was going to Montana, I didn't know what to pack. I didn't know if I was going to be sleeping in a sleeping bag out in the middle of a field somewhere. I didn't know what to expect. Didn't know if there was going to be food. I even went to Walmart and got some of those quick packs that you buy and go camping with, you know, because I thought, I'm not sure how this is going to come out. But it was an interesting experience to go out there and spend a week out there with Doug.
And he kind of runs nonstop, right?
That guy's like the Energizer Bunny, guys. Yeah. I'm telling you what. I for me to get out of bed of a morning, I got to have an hour to get myself together and get going. This guy's got his pants beside his bed, and he's out the door and going to the convenience market and getting a cup of coffee, and then boom, he's gone. And so in 5 days, we put in 86 hours, and I can tell you that it took me 3 days after I got home to get my game back together.
So you made $8 an hour. It worked out.
Right?
Yeah, he definitely got his money's worth out of that deal.
But he doesn't sleep in his pants, right?
There's a story behind that one. So the morning we're getting ready to leave, a friend of his is taking me to the airport, and he comes out of his bedroom to tell me bye, and he's in his blue bikini underwear.
Bikini underwear.
And I'm like, if you think you're getting a hug from me, you got another thing coming, because that ain't happening. That is not going to happen. But I've never seen a guy that...
wore blue bikini underwear.
You don't want to get a hug.
I didn't go in too deep on that deal.
You don't want to get a hug from that guy when he rolls out of bed in the morning.
No.
You know, certain things happen.
That's right. I don't want to be there. So.
What? Yeah,
exactly. But we put in 86 hours, and we just completely pounded it while we was there. And he's like, well, that was an easy stretch. Oh, well, it may have been for you, but I flew halfway across the country and was in a two-hour time change, and we went into a 4,600-feet elevation change. And it took a little bit for me to get my wheels back under the ground. So it was a little different. I had never harvested wheat in a windrow, and I had never harvested green peas. So both of those experiences was different, and I never seen so many rocks in all my life.
Oh, yeah, a lot of rocks.
rock harvest.
You were just south of the Great Falls. Yeah, that's where you was raised.
That's where my parents are, yeah.
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 Yeah, so.
What a deal. What an experience, and truly all for a good cause.
Yeah.
I mean, not only did you get the experience and get to see the beauty of that country, but also, you know, it's because people are following and putting that support behind your foundation.
Yeah, and that's the totally awesome part about it is that, you know, that he didn't have any idea he was going to put this money forward, and I could have been a complete dud, and I may have been for all I know. But, you know, the way I looked at it was I give you my best shot. That's all I had in my gas tank whenever I left there. So, you know, that was the fun part is that all of this has come together, and it's for a common cause of trying to help families out whenever they're in a severe time of need.
And all agriculture related.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Very cool. And we've got more cool stuff happening.
Absolutely.
In Ames. So that's some stuff that we don't know what that's going to look like. Cool. So yeah, totally cool.
Awesome. Mike, I appreciate you jumping back on the mic again.
Cool.
Appreciate you coming out of bed.
Yeah.
Now, since you're going to carry the team, we need you to go back and rest
up.
I'm
going
to go get
my rest.
Go get your
rest. I had to lure him out.
I promise. We'll just do one more. We'll just do one more with you, or one more, and then we'll wrap this up and go to bed too. Right, guys?
Maybe.
Is that the name of our team now? The Harvest King and the Hookers?
The Harvest Hookers.
Is that what it is? The Harvest Hookers?
Yeah, I don't know what that shirt's going to look like. Right.
We need some swag.
Yeah, right. I liked it. Thanks again,
guys.
Mike.
Yeah,
thanks, Mike.
Get up here, Greg. Just throw those on about 2 inches away from the mic. You'd be perfect. We got music playing. He'll give you an intro here.
Go for it, 63.
Oh, man.
Go for it, 63.
Nebraska. You farm in, live in Nebraska?
What's that?
Live in Nebraska?
Live in Nebraska, northeast Nebraska.
All right, we're coming live from Grand Island with our last guest of the night. It is in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the lobby.
We are almost to morning.
Smack dab in the middle of the lobby. We have to golf at like 7 in the morning.
9, but okay. Yep.
Probably not going to sleep. Probably not going to sleep tonight. We have a man from northeast Nebraska.
Is that right?
Right?
Northeast Nebraska.
Northeast Nebraska.
Yep.
with a handle that says, go for it.
63.
I have no idea what that means. Like, he could not skip up to the 69.
No.
No, that just means there's 62 go for it ahead of
him. I know a man with this name, but it's not him. It's Mr. Greg Young. What's up, man?
Not much.
Not much. Are you kidding me? You are in Grand Island, Nebraska,
yep,
getting ready to go play in a golf tournament in like 6 hours.
Well, I'm going to help with the golf tournament. Oh.
Do you golf much?
I don't golf. I haven't golfed for probably 15 years.
So you're playing
years.
A game of whack F.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I.
We that? Can't say Tanner, that on the air.
The mics can pick that up, right?
The, oh, all yeah. the laughter in oh, the background. Yeah. Tanner, I feel like since you play in league and Mike plays in league, like I feel like
we have an advantage. Like,
we might as well just give us a trophy now.
Just do like, it.
Like, give us a trophy.
Give us a trophy. Donate it back. Ringers. Donate it back to TBF.
I didn't know it was a cash prize. Yeah. Now I understand why Mike wanted us to come.
We get the buckle, I guess, is what supposedly.
All right, Greg. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do for a living? What's your connection here?
So I farm in northeast Nebraska.
Row crop or cattle? Or
row crop, corn, beans. Farm our own ground, family ground. Don't rent anything from anybody else.
Oh, that's nice.
First generation farmer, third, fourth?
Fifth generation farmer. My great-great-grandfather came out here from Pennsylvania in 1878. And
got tired of the crap in Pennsylvania?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Came out here and took a stake on 160 acres and had to have a tree claim, got started, and had nine kids. And
oh boy.
You had nine kids? Or you're one of them?
My great-great-grandfather had nine kids, and okay. Yeah. Jeez, we still farm ground that he originally homesteaded on.
Okay.
And
cool.
So
is that really Catholic? Cool. Is that Catholic that has that many kids? Or just
he was Methodist.
Just older generation, and, yeah. My parents had 13. So, my parents were part of 13.
Makes it feel small now.
Yeah, I worked with a guy that was one of nine.
You had to have workers.
But he was Catholic. That's why
dad,
I asked.
My dad was one of one.
That's the baby boomer generation.
Really?
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yep.
He probably just got so sick and tired. Your grandpa then.
Brothers and sisters.
Got so sick and tired of having 12 brothers and sisters that he said, I'm having one kid.
And we're done.
That is it.
One and done.
Wow. That is perfect.
No.
So are you irrigated, non-irrigated?
Irrigated. We only got 90 acres of true
dry land.
Dry land. We got some dry land corners, but everything else is irrigated.
All pivot, or do you do the...
Pivot irrigation. Okay. Yep.
So you don't do that.
What do you guys do, you know, after you get done planting? Well, we're irrigating all year, fighting that crap, so...
All summer.
All summer.
I still will hold my stance like, oh, gearbox is going out and tires going down. I think pivots and hog barns pay pretty similar, like on a return every year. I've seen some numbers. I do it in the winter. I'm like, you know what? I think I'd like to be changing the gearbox right now in the heat. That's my. That's just my.
Then loading hogs in the negative 30.
Negative 7 and a 30 negative 30 wind chill. We won't bring you feed, but you have to put these fat hogs.
By golly,
yeah. It's like okay. I get it, but no.
So then what's your connection to this Any Farm Talk organization / event that we've got going on here in Grand Island?
So back last fall, neighbor of mine, we were following Tony on YouTube, and he told me he was helping us finish up harvest. He had a semi. He was helping us finish up, and he said, Tony's got a TikTok. And I'm like, yeah, I heard him say that, you know. And next day he showed up, and he goes, well, I did it, and I'm like, what? Well, I had my wife help me get on TikTok so I can follow Tony. I go, are you kidding me? I go, my wife helped me do the same damn thing. So I started following Tony, and you know, it just grew from there. You know, he's following this person, you know, you start following that person, and okay, they're talking about this, you know, and here we are now.
Sure enough.
So cool. And it's been a great thing for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's help me, I guess. Before TikTok, you know, I thought I was out here doing this all by myself. I thought I was the only guy that was having problems doing this, that, whatever.
Sure.
And you start following these guys, and everybody's fighting the same thing.
You were the only one going off on rants. And
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We need Tony Reed rant. Yeah.
But I would agree. I would say that, you know, whether a person decides, however they choose to interact on a social media platform, and I mean, we'll just stick with TikTok for an example right now, because this is the NE Farm Talk outing out here in Grand Island. Yeah. It is. It kind of gives you a sense that there are people like me. There are people that are going through things maybe even worse than we are.
Or similar. I mean, just know someone's right there along with you, because farming is lonely.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and admit something that apparently Corey thought I was an idiot for. I mean, I just saw a TikTok of a guy that switched the Sawzall blade. You know, you can put the Sawzall blade in up and down, and then you can flip it to be upside down completely. Yeah. I didn't know you could put it in sideways.
Oh, what? Well, it depends on your sawzalls. Certain sawzalls you can.
But the new ones.
Yeah.
You can flip it upside down and flip it sideways.
All four directions. Yeah. I didn't realize you could go all four directions.
I didn't know you could do that.
Right, exactly. What? So I thought it was up and down, or I had to turn the handle to cut sideways. So that's what TikTok's for.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of them have a deal that you can do just not forward and backwards, but long stroke, and it goes in an orbit. Orbital takes a bigger bite. Just in case you're wondering, you'll have to look. It goes in orbital like this.
What bits do you have on there, Dave?
Long.
Long.
All the way
soft.
Got to get all the way to the inside.
I'll pull it up on Google.
I don't need to see this on Google.
I don't
know
if I want to see that site.
That's pretty cool. Well, no, this is cool. This event's awesome. I haven't had the chance to meet everybody that's sitting here in the lobby, and that's the how big this group has been, and I can't wait to see what it looks like tomorrow at the golf outing.
So you follow Tony. Have you ever heard of Farm for Profit podcast?
I follow you guys. The last podcast you guys had, I wish my dad could have heard that 15 years ago when we were transitioning.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I tried to sit down with him once a month and have a meeting.
Yeah.
And I don't remember who that was that was on with you guys, but when he said that, I'm like,
yeah.
I wish he could have heard that 15 years ago.
Do you think that he didn't just like that? That was his mindset, or just
we tried that for a couple months, and he's like,
he wasn't like a big hater, but it just didn't go. Or
well,
what?
I don't know, you know.
So I mean,
that's a different generation, you know. This is how it's going to go, and
there's a barrier that needs to be broke. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean,
my boy came back a year ago to the farm. 4 years, went to agronomy and everything. When he came back a year ago, I told him, I said, I'm not going to be like your grandfather. Yeah. I said, you got something to say, say it. I'm willing to try anything. We got to move forward.
So maybe in a sense, it wasn't the right way, but he got the message across to you to not do what he did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, and I think it's already helped us in the first 2 years of him coming back and enjoying it.
Good. I would explore it even more. We're gonna do it on our farm. I think talking is just gets it all out there.
Exactly.
Right?
You got to be open with everything. And like I told my boy Cody, I said, if you got an idea, say it. I'm more than willing to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, I'm not gonna be like your grandfather. I'm gonna listen to you.
Is he on Farm Talk?
Is Cody?
Oh, yeah.
What's his
Cody,
name?
Cody
what's
Young.
CK Young.
CK Young.
Yep. I'm going to have to look that up.
Look it up.
I don't know if I've got him or not. But that was cool. That we walked into Kincaidor Brewery, and we're asking where we're supposed to go. And Greg picks us out.
We were the first one?
Obviously, we must be looking like three Iowans walking into a Nebraska brewery. But he's like,
Nebraska lost.
You guys are Farm for Profit. That was so cool. So, I appreciate that.
Yep.
And that also is thanks to go out to the listeners listening right now, because you're helping us spread this message around, trying to help farmers make more money, and maybe, you know, find out that there are people like you that aren't trying to compete and knock down your door, that you can socialize with and, like I said, share some experiences. Realize that you're not in this alone.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Yep. Glad you got to meet. It's introverts and extroverts that join together on TikTok. Some people watch, some people create, some are content creators, some are content consumers, but everybody kind of gets something out of it.
You get value out of it. Yep. Exactly. Awesome, Greg. Thanks for jumping on the mic. I know it wasn't something you were expecting to do while you were out here. We really appreciate you contributing to this episode, and hopefully, again, we can get you on the phone or get you down to Central Iowa and see if we can't have another good one.
Sounds good. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
He's talking with the manager right now.
I want 2 minutes of your time.
I want 2 minutes of your time.
If we could just, if you could just come on and just not on. Give us that $150 fine for drinking in the lobby, that would be great.
Do we need to all pitch in for that?
We're back. Backstreet's
back. Is she coming?
No, she's. She told me no repeatedly.
Large size.
This is going to be the walk-up music for Toby.
You have to get up here.
Next on stage.
We need you to come up here and pretend to be the hostess for the sleep in.
Too bad everybody can't hear this, because if everybody could hear it, it would be even better.
Come on.
Just get over here. Come on now. Housekeeping, you want to tell us?
She's got some popsicles in the freezer.
Hey, she's coming.
We've lost all control. All right, you got to get up. You got to get up.
Suppose you want some popsicles?
She came.
All right. I keep getting older, and they stay the same age.
Are you guys serious?
We're serious.
She's like,
"Welcome to the Farm for Profit podcast and Farm for Fun."
Yes.
Welcome to the sleep in.
What is your name?
It's Bryn.
Bryn.
That's totally a fake name.
That's totally a fake.
Is that a stage name?
That's good. We're gonna stay with Bryn.
B-R-I-N-N?
B-R-Y-N.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, mercy.
From the moment we walked in, we were taken care of. We got our keys. We got into the room. The room was clean. Everything that you did was impeccable.
Stellar.
And the fact that you let us sit up in the lobby and you had to listen to us for the last hour.
I mean, we were threatened. We were threatened. But not
by me.
Not by Brent.
No.
No.
No, truly thank you for jumping on. We really appreciate you letting us hang out here in the lobby of the sleep-in.
Absolutely.
I would stay at a sleep-in again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for this reason.
Mm-hmm. Are you from Grand Island?
No.
No?
I'm from Lincoln.
Oh, you're from Lincoln.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, we're from Iowa, so Lincoln is...
Halfway or halfway. Quarterway.
Okay.
Quarter.
Nice.
Yes.
Bryn, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks to the Sleep In for hosting us. Thank you for you for your patience in having us set up our miles and miles of not steaming piles, just cables.
It is 12:15 right now. Are you here till the morning?
I'm here till 7 a.m.
Oh my!
So you have the night shift.
So you're gonna. How did you draw that short straw?
It's just a part-time job. I work at the meat packing plant actually too. So.
Oh,
nice.
So you're in agriculture as well.
Yes, quality control.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm the company's
hogs.
USDA.
Hogs or. Cattle?
Cattle.
That's a nice turn of events. So how long have you worked at the plant?
For about a year.
Okay. So quality control. In your role, what type of quality are you monitoring?
Food safety.
Okay.
Basically.
So you're making sure it doesn't touch the ground. You're making sure that it's coming from an actual cow.
Yes.
You're doing all the things.
Cut
that,
the right way.
Right.
Body temperatures. Isolation.
Yeah, we do audits, temperatures on the carcasses, E. coli sponges.
Okay. So I grow hogs. His family, cattle.
Actually, my brother-in-law called me and asked me why I didn't bring a load out here on my way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, we're right there with you.
Yep.
That's your tie to agriculture.
We got everyone's
what a small... Everybody, I do think there is not more than two steps removed from agriculture.
So, what do you think the most successful people in anywhere you've ever been in life have in common?
Wow, that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the question we asked to all of our podcast guests.
What
and
they all
you.
Have in common?
Yeah. Yep. Like, what's the successful
the people,
trait?
They
the
drink bang. Know. They drink bang.
Oh, they drink bang.
That might be it, actually.
Well, that'd be a new one. We haven't heard that one
so
yet.
So that would put you
one on
and
the way
Corey
out.
In the same boat?
Yeah, I drink one on the way out. Dave's like,
bang.
What are you
doing with that? I go, Nos.
Bang.
I mean, Red Bull.
Yeah, and just think about the people that you know. The most successful people that you know.
Proper communication.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Message sent, nailed message it. Received.
Message sent, total. Message received.
Boom.
Absolutely. That's mic drop time.
How did you get into it? Like, how did you decide you wanted to go to a meat packing plant and be quality control?
I actually was a team leader at Kawasaki in Lincoln. And
it's your motorcycle girl.
I can build a Terex 1000 by myself.
Oh, my.
Holy crap. Why did we even talk to these people?
F you guys.
Lives are so
F
much
you guys.
Cooler.
We're going to talk about
Bryn's where it's at.
KX250s and 125s, and we're going to just ride some dirt bikes.
Oh, that is funny. This is the diamond in the rough.
This is the diamond in the rough.
We're going to have to take Bryn's card because you will be back on this podcast.
What's for breakfast?
Oh,
do you have to deal with that?
What is for breakfast?
Full continental breakfast.
Full continental. Oh, God.
Full continental breakfast.
Her facial expressions were great with that.
So you get a banana and a muffin?
Biscuits and gravy.
Ooh, my.
Eggs, like sausage, waffles in that waffle maker over there, which is amazing.
It is. Bomb. I need one of those in my house.
Yes.
Do you get to eat it, too?
I do.
Yes.
Perks.
Yeah, definitely.
As you guys can see, we've kind of gone off the rails a little bit here at quarter after midnight. But this has been a blast. I can't thank you enough for letting us, you know, for putting up with our crap, really, honestly. Never thought this is the way it was going to turn out. I didn't think I'd meet the people that I met this weekend. I cannot imagine. It's only getting started. Is going to be a lot of fun for us. Thank you again to Gearinghoff. Thank you again to BW Fusion and to Estes Concaves for being a proud sponsor of this podcast.
And TBF and Sleep In.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for waiving that $150 fine.
Yeah, thanks for waiving the $150 fine.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to get fined again because of all the music we played tonight. There's something about royalties and all this other junk. But just so you know, we always tell all of our listeners at the end of a Farm for Fun show to crack a beer, mix a drink, because they deserve it.
You deserve it.
It would be my honor. Is that how I said it? My honor if you would do this?
With great privilege.
Yeah. With great privilege.
Crack a beer, mix a drink.
You deserve it. If you would do our closeout line, do you think you could handle that?
Crack a beer, mix a drink. You deserve it.
Thanks, Bryn.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Way cool.
Yeah. Who do you work for? JBS?
Yeah.
Who do you work for? Yeah.
It's all right. It's stressful, but it works. So the money's good. I can't complain about that. So. All right, guys. I'm going back to my hole now.
Hey, Matt, we had a $150 fine for drinking in the lobby. I hope you can handle that.
Holy shit!
Oh, my God.
Jeez Louise.
Now we're speaking my pace. Well, in the Farm Talk kitchen, we rub a lot of meat.
So, podcast listeners, Tanner left, and he is not on the mic anymore.
Yep,
so
it's just Dave and I.
We're going to invite the rest of the crowd. Anybody want to say something really
does
quick?
Does anyone have anything to say? Is it an upside-down pineapple? It does. You put it there?
Is that on Tanner's door? Oh, really? Ooh. Oh, my. It's not my room. I'm in a different room.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hi.
Uh-oh.
You want to be on the podcast?